So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding lechem aponim nifsal b'masayis, like eini nifsal b'masayis. When the Yidden traveled in the Midbar from one place to another, the Mishkan was dismantled, and the Shulchan and the lechem aponim were covered with a blue garment. And the question is whether during that time the lechem aponim became possible because of Yetze, because of being outside the Mishkan. And the Gemara offers three approaches in the Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Chadam a nifsal, b'chadam a eini nifsal. The Gemara initially assumes that their Machlekes is in the case of the Mesudar. The lechem aponim remained on the Shulchan during the Masayis. One holds nifsal b'masayis, the lechem is disqualified because the pasuk states, kashayachnu ken yiso. There's a hekesh, a comparison, from nisi asay, the travels of the yidden, to chani asay, the encampment of the yidden. Ma b'chani asay nifsal b'yaytzi, af bin nisi asay nifsal b'yaytzi. Just like during chani asay, the lechem becomes pasul if it was brought outside the mishkan, because the pasuk states, v'achlu b'makum kadosh, so too during nisi asay, the lechem becomes pasul if it was outside the mishkan. While the other holds, ein nifsal b'masayis. The lechem does not become disqualified because the pasuk states, v'lechem hatamar lav yiyah, which implies, b'kdushasekoi. The lechem retains its kedusha even during the masayis. The Gemara then concludes that there is no machlekes in the case of b'mesudr ein nifsal b'masayis because of a lechem hatamar lav yiyah. As long as the lechem remains on the shulchan, it retains its kedusha. And the machlekes is only in the case of b'mesulak. The lechem upon them was removed from the shulchan during the masayis. One holds nifsal, as before, because the pasuk states kashayachnu ken yisau, and ma b'chani yasa nifsal b'yaytzi, af bin nisi yasa nifsal b'yaytzi. While the other holds ein nifsal, because the pasuk states b'nasa oil mayit, af apisha nasa oil mayit hu. Even during travel, the mishkan has the status of the mishkan, and the lechem aponim is considered like being in the azar. As Rashi explains, sh'naisin ois nimon ima mishkan, v'digli machni yisrael tzav lehem, v'hashta nami le'afka b'machna leviyah. The Gemara concludes that there is also no machlokes in the case of b'mesulak nifsal b'masayis, because kashayachnu ken yisau and ma b'chani yasi nifsal b'yaytzi af b'nisi yasi nifsal b'yaytzi, and so there is no machlokes Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Shimon Levi at all. Rather, mar ama b'mesudr umar ama b'mesulak v'loy pligi. One opinion refers to b'mesudr ein nifsal b'masayis, while the other opinion refers to b'mesulak nifsal b'masayis, and all karbanos along with the lechem aponim do become possible yaytzi. And the pasuk of Anasa Oil Mayid comes to teach only the Degalim Hu Da'asa, the sequence of the four Degalim and the Mishkan during the Masayis. The next Mishnah discusses a three-way machlokes regarding the location of the Shtei HaLechem and the Lechem upon them during the baking process. Suck the Mishnah. The Tanakhama says, Achas Shtei HaLechem, Achas Lechem upon them, Lishasin Varechasin Bachutz, Vafiyasin Bifnim. Regarding both the Shtei HaLechem and the Lechem upon them, the kneading and the forming of the loaves may be done even outside the Azar, but the baking of the loaves must be done inside the Azar. Yehuda says, Kol Maseim Bifnim. All the processes of the lechem must be done only inside the azar. While Reb Shimon La'olam have a ragulaymer shtei halechem alechem aponim kisheres ba'azara ukisheres bebeis pagi. All the processes may be done even outside the azar. And the Gemara explains that the machlekes is based on the halacha of kol manachas mishneskashu b'kli nifsalim b'lino ubiyetze. All manachas and other items that became kedushas aguf by being placed into a kli sharis, they become pasul at the time of aleis hashacha if they remained overnight. And they become pasul if they were brought outside the azar. The Chum hold lishasin varichasin afilu bachutz because they hold isaron le'mikadosh. The measuring vessels for the flour were not consecrated as a clay sharis and do not give its contents kedushas aguf. Therefore, the dough may remain outside the azara and does not become psul b'yaytze. However, afiyasin b'fnim because they hold tamna mikadosh. The oven for baking the loaves was consecrated as a clay sharis and gives the loaves kedushas aguf. Therefore, the lechem must be baked inside the azara, because if it would be baked outside the azara, it would become possible yetze. The Gemara asks, if so, why does the Tanakhama hold out for yasin in deiches as a Shabbos? The baking the lechem upon him may not be done on Shabbos, but must be done before Shabbos. Since the Tanakhama holds tanim b'kaddish, it should be out for yasin deiches as a Shabbos. The baking the lechem upon him can be done only on Shabbos, because otherwise, if the baking was done on Friday, the lechem would become possible lina the next morning. And this question remains unresolved. The second opinion Rabbi Yehuda holds, Kol Maseim Bifnim, because he holds Isaron B'tanim Mekadosh, both the measuring vessels for the flour and the oven accomplished Kedusha Sakuf. Therefore, even Lishas and Varechas must be done inside the Azar, because otherwise the dough would become possible Yetzi. While the third opinion Rabbi Shimon holds, Kol Maseim Afil Bachutz, because he holds Isaron B'tanim Loi Mekadosh, both the measuring vessels for flour and the oven do not accomplish Kedusha Sakuf. Therefore, Lishas and Varechas and Rafiyasin can all be done outside the Azara, because they do not become possible Yetzi. The Gemara initially assumes that the Machlekes in Tanim Mekadosh is based in the following pasuk in Shmuel Aleph that refers to the Lechem Aponim. V'yan David as a kohen v'yoyim eloi, v'yu kol ha'na'arim kodesh v'hu derech chayil, v'af ki ha'yoyim mekadosh b'kli. Yehuda holds b'chayil ashkechinu de ka'afilei. David HaMelech found the count baking the lechem upon him before Shabbos and said to them, derech chol ka'afiyasilei af ka'ayem mikadosh b'kli ifsali belina. Why do you bake the lechem upon him before Shabbos? The lechem will become possible belina by Shabbos morning because it became kedusha sekor from the tanner. Apparently, tanner mikadosh. Well, Reb Shimon holds b'Shabbos ashkechinu de ka'afilei. David HaMelech found the kahanim baking the lechem upon him at Shabbos and said to them, why do you bake the lechem upon him on Shabbos? The lechem can be baked before Shabbos and it will not become possible lina because it did not become kedusha sagur from the tanner because tanner le mekadosh. The Gemara concludes, however, that they do not derive anything from there because this was not the case. The lechem upon him had already been baked and got kedusha sagur from the shulchan. And David was telling them that since there was no other bread, they may feed him from the lechem upon him despite the Isra Me'ilah, because his hunger was such that he was considered a chayla mesukin, deathly ill. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, begemara pligi. The two opinions on whether we say Tana Mekadosh are based on the teaching of their Rebbeim.